Hey Mummy, it's Pickle, what are you doing? Well Pickle, I'm having to record a new advert for the Bailey and Harding ultrasound system because people started taking the piss out of the way that I said the word apparel. That's really mean, Mummy. I know, darling, but you know what people are like. Lots of people are absolute bellends, so I'm having to do it again. So what's the advert for then, Mummy? Tell me. Well, darling, it's for shoes. So it's for the Trailfly trail running shoe. What are they like though, Mummy? Well, they've got 4mm rubber studs and are perfect for gripping dry rock and hard-packed dry ground. And the graphite grip rubber outsole has been improved from the previous models. Do you remember when I had a green pair? It's been improved from that. Those shoes are so good, aren't they, Mum? You seem to wear them every day. I do wear them every day, Pickle. They're my day-to-day go-to shoe, and I love them. But how would they go about winning a pair? Well, you need to go to our Instagram page on your Pi phone. Head to Ultra Sound System Pod, click the link to enter in our link tree and wait for that lovely email from Innovate telling you that you're a winner. But because you're a dog, you're going to need to win two pairs because you've got four paws. Yeah, well, you know me, Mummy. I can always get away with two and just do handstands all around the place. Thanks for that, Pickle. If you can't wait to see if you're a winner, then you can get a big old 15% discount on any full price kit when you purchase it from the website with the code that you can also find in our link tree. That's so great, Mummy. That sounds like a great thing to win anyway. I might get sponsored by Innovate. You're sponsored by Nonstop, darling. Should we go for a run? Okay, Mummy, let's go. On with the pod, which contains lots of swearing and some very immature adult themes. Welcome to the Bailey and Stables Ultrasound System with me, Ali Bailey, and my special guest host in maternity, Holly Stable. And some fireworks maybe, and like that noise. Yeah, that was such a loud boom, you didn't hear it first, but don't worry, Julius will put one in.
Hello. Oh, hello. Sorry, I didn't even hear that. I was just
hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a bit tired. I'm on holiday already and I've had the worst night's sleep. It's not a great start, is it? I was expecting to sleep like a baby, but I actually probably slept like a baby because I was awake all night crying. I wasn't crying.
Where's that saying come from? Because babies don't go to sleep, do they?
Well, it is a really good thought, actually, because saying that, though, I was having a chat with my mum the other day. Apparently, she had to wake me up as a baby. Apparently,
lazy.
I was a...
Lazy fuck.
I was a good eater. There you go. Just take from that what you will. And I slept like a baby. So there you go.
Oh, you were a good eater. Mm. That's just a mum way of saying you were a little bit fat.
That bastard.
When I came out, I was 10 pounds and I was 2 weeks late.
I was 2 weeks late, but I wasn't 10 pounds. That's probably why I was hungry, because I think I was 7 pounds 3. So I was probably, if I'd have come out on time, I would have been like a proper little golem probably.
All babies look like Gollum.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Anna, all babies look like Gollum.
But yeah, so how did we get onto this? Anyway, yeah, I was a good eater, still am.
You didn't sleep like a baby. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning as well. And I mean, there's a really posh hotel. I've kind of manifested this because this is the sort of house that my future ex-husband lives in, owns outright. It's like a manor house.
He just doesn't know he's your future. Do you say ex-husband?
Yeah, my future ex-husband. He's also dead, looking at the decor, and he's been dead for a number of years.
I think he died in that room you're in.
It's quite echoey. I think that's probably coming off the mic. Anyway, thanks for joining us on this splendid podcast of Dreams.
It's been an honour. It's been an honour and a bit great thing. I've always wanted to do this.
It's not your first rodeo, though, is it?
No, I've done it a few times. I've been retired for a little bit, actually, and I've been dragged, clawed out of retirement.
So I think it'd be interesting to talk about how this podcast differs from your other ones. Your other one. The one.
Well, to be honest, I've only just started, haven't I, with this. But So we'll see. It may be very well organised.
You've listened to it. You've just listened to me spend 8 minutes trying to access the email account to get a question out when I haven't done any research.
Well, to be honest, as we had this discussion before, the way you were trying to organise things about 10 minutes ago is a little bit how I was with marathon. We're talking about marathon talk, by the way, which we did for, well, I was probably, do you know what? I can't remember, maybe 3-4 years. I was sort of, I started off guest hosting and then was sort of persuaded to host weekly with Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom left, but so I was doing it probably, I don't know, about 3 years. I can't remember. But the show went on for like over 10 years.
It's still going, isn't it, Marathon Talk?
No, it's different.
Oh, is it?
World, it's the World Abbot Majors, is that how you say it? And David's do it. David, who the hell's David? Martin.
I don't know.
Martin is doing it with Dina Castor, the legendary Dina Castor, American Olympic medalist marathon. And so he's recording with her. So obviously I wasn't fast or good enough, so I got,
Oh, get the
told.
fucking violins out. I wasn't fast or good enough. Little tiny
I mean,
violins.
Dina has run 2:18, which is, not bad. But anyway, so
Do you think when she ran 218, she had a good time? Do
no, probably not,
you
because
think
that
she took any
was.
selfies or high-fived any children?
No, she didn't, but it was. Where did she do it? She did that. Oh, no, not 2:18. When she won an Olympic medal was the year, I think it was the year that Paula imploded. But in Athens, so it was really, really hot. So she likes the heat. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent. But so I did Marathon Talk. But Marathon Talk, was very, very well organized. It's like it was the first sort of running podcast, I think, really in the UK, or in Europe, in the world.
Oh, it was a
And it
trailblazer.
was a trailblazer, nothing about trails though. It was purely road running.
It was a roadblazer.
It was a roadblazer, purely road and track. And we interviewed people every week, which I tell you what was hard work trying to find people to interview when you've done like, I don't even know. I was going to look that up, how many interviews we did. I mean, you work that out. It's like 10, 12 years of one every week.
Do you think that runners are really fucking boring? Because when I had to interview for BBR, I was like, fuck
100%.
me backwards. They are so boring.
I tell you what the worst ones are, the pros. It's like trying to draw blood out of a dead person. It's just it that's a really awful analogy, sorry.
No,
But
it's exactly what it's like. Because it's like, so have you got a car? What color is it? It gets to that point.
no, seriously, it was things like I was like waiting for a nugget of something just so brilliant and something we'd not heard of. And it'd be like, so yeah, so what's your, breakfast, stuff like that? Porridge. Okay. And but there was no elaboration. I wanted someone to say, oh, I have lasagna or something before I do a track session every time. It works every time. And my favorite thing's this, blah, blah, blah. But it was all just so monotone. It was really hard. With the there were some exceptions. Actually, Steve Scullion was really good to interview. The only problem is I actually had to turn the computer off in the end because he wouldn't stop talking. So that was just non-stop. Like, sorry, we've got a technical issue. But yeah, the
He's still
interesting.
there. He's been there for years, just talking.
In fact, he's probably just behind my screen here. But yeah, no, it was really hard with the proper elites because they were proper dull.
Yeah, they
So
are,
yeah.
aren't they? I've even like trying to find people for BB when we're doing Bad Boy Running, and it was like they've got nothing to say,
No.
and it's not like I'm not saying they're like a bad person or anything, but I think you get people that are good at communicating what they do, and other people that just don't want to talk about it. And if you force someone to a podcast, it's they're not going to change, are they?
No, and I, the other thing is I think that they're training hard and that's their focus. So I get it, but when you get those people who are have that little spark, they are the ones that people love. Like, so for instance, like Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt was just brilliant because he ate chicken nuggets, supposedly. He went clubbing, and when you talk to him, he didn't just talk about running. So that was not that we had an interview with Usain Bolt, but people like that, you were just like, oh, this is so refreshing. But literally, you could have recorded every elite person and they all sounded the same, did the same thing. So it's
Do
just
you
like,
think that some of them, so you might know the answer to this. Question number one, do you get media trained? So when you're on a team, like a Commonwealth team or a Team GB team, are you media trained for what you can, can't say? Number two, in that media training, do you think they're told, do not say anything about your training because the enemy could take it and munch up the nuggets?
I don't know. I think now they probably do, or they have done for a while, because you can actually see it sometimes when they're talking, because they also have to drop in. The other classic media training you'll see, especially when you watch like the like UK trials or Europeans track, whatever, when they're interviewed, they always have to say thank you to the Federation. They'll always say thank you so much, UK Athletics, British Athletics, for getting me here, blah, 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 because that's what they've been told to say. And also thank you. Maybe they can't. I think they've got to be careful with sponsors. But yeah, it's the same answers. They
Should we
can't
say
just
that?
say,
Should we say thank you to the Federation for this podcast?
well, what have the Federation done for us? Which Federation are we talking about? Is it a
I don't know.
Federation
The Worldwide Federation for Nature. Thank you to the Federation for Innovate and ASICS as well, actually, because we can't be innovate too innovative, can we? ASICS might get in the mood. Later down the line, we will do ASICS versus Innovate.
Sorry, I'm just laughing because two old people just walk past you, look through the window, and they're just like
They did.
staring in. What's your
Those are
list?
the two. Those are the two athletes we're about to interview. Yeah, from the
Bill and
20s.
Bill and Irene. They've just gone past.
In this hotel that I'm in for the
Is it an old
someone
people's
tour.
home?
It's not old people's home. It's very posh. But have you seen the film The Lobster?
Do you know what? I don't think I have.
So in the film, it's one of my favourite films. In the film The Lobster, the idea is if you're single, then you have 40 days in which to couple up. And if you can't couple up, then they turn you into an animal of your choice, set you into the wild and hunt you. You have to be in a couple. So they put you in these hotels if you're single and you've got to meet these people. And this hotel looks like the hotel from The Lobster. And also when I went in, they said, "Are you on your own today?" And I went, "Yes, I am. Like I always am." And they put me on this bank of chairs, just single people on their own, like a line of single people on their own. And then everybody that was with people, like business people or their husbands slash
Not
wives,
rude straight away.
was away from us.
Yeah.
In
It's because
case
you're
it
weird.
was catching. Or in case we tried to fondle their genitals or something. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, back to the thanks to the Federation for that story. So so with Marathon Talk, you actually had to plan stuff.
Yeah, we had like show notes and everything.
We
And
have
then
show notes. Like
I don't believe you. I haven't
if you
seen
go
it.
on Apple, there are show
Listen,
notes.
I've got show notes. It says milk for Holly. That's what my dad wrote on a piece of paper. A few things I've written down.
I think show notes are after the effect. So show notes sit in the Apple thing. And if you go and have a look at the show, it will give you a description. Literally, I'm writing them here. The first thing I've written in the show notes is Marathon Talk. Why she left Marathon Talk. Why did you leave? Were you pushed
Hang on a
out?
Minute. You're getting confused with Marathon. You're getting confused with show notes. Show notes are on the podcast thing, right? As in the release.
That's it.
I'm talking about we had show notes beforehand, which we had like, this is what we're talking
So
about.
that's not show notes. That's pro notes.
Oh, there you go. Just shows how I was. So it'd be like, over to Martin with, because we had a sequence of things, you know, like we'd had rant and rave, all of that stuff. We had loads of stuff, so we had to stick to that. So, and then we had the music intro, outro. Then we had
We've got that.
Tony's trials with Tony Audenshaw, who was actually amazing. Unfortunately, it's so sad when he left Coronation Street. And
did he go to Coronation Street?
He was an actor of Coronation Street, Tony Audenshaw. My God, you didn't listen to Marathon Talk.
No, not at all, mate. Why would I listen to that shit?
Fuck, I'm leaving.
No, I was doing Bad Boy Running, remember?
Yes,
I was doing Bad Boy Running at the time.
Yeah, and I always secretly was like, I really want to be a Bad Boy Running because they say fuck a lot, and I'm not.
I have to tell you, I secretly did not want to be a Marathon Talk. I was scared of Marathon Talk. It was like that scene out of what's it called? Anchorman, when the two news teams meet. But my news, I was Vince Vaughn, and you were very much Will Ferrell.
Yes. I wasn't allowed to say poo.
What did you have to say? Feces?
I think I just wasn't allowed to say it. So all the time, so Martin, bless him, he spent most of his time saying, guys, can you edit that out? Yeah, guys, edit that out, will you? Oh, Holly, you can't say that. Edit that out. So all the time, I'm just like, my God, what can I say? It's not like I'm effing and jeffing all the time, but...
Jeff.
But I mean, I certainly couldn't say... No, I certainly couldn't say fuck. Couldn't say shit. Couldn't say crap.
What
I couldn't
about,
say...
did you have legal teams and stuff? Like when you were talking about things, were you ever worried about getting sued? Was it all very...
I'll be honest, probably, I don't know. They probably were on high alert every time I was talking. But yeah, no, we had that. It was very much like, if you think it's a bit risque, then don't say it. So yeah, we had to be. So the other thing the reason why we sort of broke up, but there was lots of different reasons and people always talk about, but it genuinely was because we were actually, podcasting had changed so much and we were actually just getting a little bit disillusioned by it. I'll be honest. So the other thing is that we were talking about high-end athletics a lot of the time. We were reading out all these results and news. And this was back, it's even worse now, where like records were being broken.
Oh God, they're being broken every minute now, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, look at the 10,000 meter record, women's 10,000 meter record, which is like 28 minutes something, insane. And we'd be reading out these records and just be like, look, beforehand, we'd be like, what do you reckon about that? Well, that's clearly dirt, isn't it? And everything was just like, we didn't believe any of it. But then we had to talk about it without making any assumptions. We made, in the end, we were making slightly little funny little comments to each other. I think everyone knew what we were talking about, but we just felt like disillusioned by the state of athletics. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like Radcliffe's record, which was 2 hours 15, which stood for years and years and years, and now it's tumbled so many times. And it was just a bit like, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And without being completely saying exactly what we thought, we just couldn't. And we just got we just got disillusioned by it. And also the other thing is like finding people to interview every week. It was just like we were interviewing influencers. I mean, it got
That's
that.
why we don't do it. Like, that's why with us, we're like, we'll do the legends stuff. And the legends is people that maybe people don't know about. So I'm just editing the Alan Bateson one. And he's a running monk, but he's an addict. He started his own company, he's about to open a gym.
Great
And
stories.
like, really interesting stories. Stuart Smith, you know, he's got great stories from the Hill. He's not a runner, but he's a safety team member. And yeah, we try, and we've obviously done a couple of big people, but every week is just so hard. And it's not the aim of the podcast. Like, what were you, do you know what you're trying to do with Marathon Talk? What was the point?
Well, we did make an amazing community. We had amazing yearly we did meetups, and they were so we had that. I mean, that was the thing. We had such a big following on Marathon Talk, and people were genuinely upset when we stopped. And I still get messages now from people. So we built a great community. We also did some amazing challenges, which really got people moving. We just wanted to give people up to date run because remember when we st when the boys started it. We had Athletics Weekly, which is how I used to get all my information about running before the internet. So you didn't get the results until every Thursday when Athletics Weekly came out. So you'd wait to get Athletics Weekly. It would have your results in maybe. It would have someone's training once a week in there, one of the pro athletes, which of course was all bullshit. They put it in there to make it look like they were really good. We had no idea what they were doing before Strava. So we were like an addition to that. So we were giving running news. We were also giving sort of educational stuff as well, and we were making it fun and having challenges. You know, and as time went on, I think we were getting left behind in that respect a little bit. And with Bad Boy Running that came along, we were still just
We
very
came along and ripped up the rule book. Yeah.
well, not
God.
really. We were still much, much better than you. I think we had something like 12 billion downloads or
I
something.
don't
But
know how many downloads they get, and I don't want to ask either. I reckon it's 3 or 4 a week.
I think my mum downloads it, but that's probably it. Maybe David's mum, but it was. I think that's what we were trying to do. We were just trying to give people. Well, it was. Well, it's podcasts. Podcasts were a new thing then, and now they're everywhere.
Fucking
Look at this.
everybody has one now, don't they?
Everyone has it, or a YouTube channel, you know.
I can't be bothered with that shit. What was I going to say? So, just this is an anecdote, a little anecdote. At the weekend, I went down to the South Downs Way 100 finish to do some commentary because now they're a world major. I was going to
I
say
know.
marathon, but they're not. They're a world major trail race.
Yeah.
They've got this 24-hour coverage, and I was like, "All right, I'll go and help when you're tired." So down, even though I was tired. Anyway, went down there, and there was this guy, and he finished in like 27 hours, and me and Robbie and James were standing there, and you become a bit jaded at those finish lines, don't you? Because like, especially if you've done the race a few times, and people come across you like, oh yeah, giving it the big one, and then you're like, stop being such an asshole, like it's the first time they've ever fucking run 100, probably the last time as well. This guy came over, and he was just like probably his 50s, like looked like someone's dad, and he was just so thrilled, and he was like in tears, and he was like, you could really tell it meant so much to him. And even Robbie was like, actually, that is, look at that guy, like that's really sweet. And I was like, are you gonna cry? He didn't cry, but I was
Probably
like,
didn't.
sometimes I said, sometimes we forget, don't we? Like, we forget that this race really does provide like a once in a lifetime achievement for people. It's really important to them. Anyway, he came up to me, this bloke, after, and he was like, I just wanted to tell you that you and Anna got me over that finish line. Like, I listen to podcasts all the time. I find it really inspiring that you just talk normally and that you're just normal people and that, you know, you laugh at all the funny stuff. And he was like in tears, and he was so grateful to the sound system and the community.
Yeah.
The photo of him, his name's Peter. So Peter, if you're listening, which you are, congratulations on your finish. But honestly, that's why you do it, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
that even one person,
Yeah.
like it's, like this actually does make a difference. You're not just shouting down a hallway. It's not just like a narcissistic endeavor.
Exactly. And that's the thing. The weird thing is you realize actually when you meet some people who've followed your podcast and your journey as well, that how much it means to them. And because we're just sitting here talking to a screen or into a microphone, and you don't really know how the impact it is having on people until they actually tell you. I've just had a thumb up. I don't know what that means.
Look, if you do that, get like a little thumbs up emoji
When do you
bubble.
get that? Oh, everyone, I just had.
You know, you can actually do that. You get like, this is a really shit
This is
podcast.
such good podcast. No one can see. I've just
On
had.
Zoom, if you make finger remarks, you get little things that pop up.
No, but I just had fireworks behind
Yeah,
me,
you
like
did.
an explosion. But yeah, I think it's really important to remember that you are actually having an impact on people. And I guess what we are saying is quite important to people. So that was when because marathon talk, obviously it was all about, marathoning and people doing their first marathon, et cetera. And, we had cheer stations at London, before all of that started. And yeah, I mean, and like, Martin and Tom had their children and stuff during, not during actually actual recording, but
That's a bit
during that
much.
time,
Don't give Anna ideas. We're not doing a
it's just
live pod
no,
from her
oh God,
from the end of her vagina. Thank you.
they continued actually doing the podcast while they had a baby. She should still be here,
Well,
she
it's
should be
because
actually
of the.
having it.
Do you know why they continued? The patriarchy. That's why they continued.
Yeah, exactly, because their poor wives are at home popping it out.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's it. It was a thing, and people, we talked very openly about things that were happening in our lives. I mean, I recorded the day my dad died. My dad died in the morning, and the boys were, "Are you going to be able to record?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, I really want to." And I recorded the same day. It was actually very
Did
cathartic.
you tell people?
Yes, if you go back to I don't know which one it is. It's October, whatever the year, 2018, I think, before COVID, just before COVID, 2019. And yeah, I recorded the day that morning he died, and I was like, I can't let the boys down. I'm going to record, and actually, it will be a really good thing for me to talk about it because it had been harrowing. Everyone had known everyone had known I was looking after him for particularly the last 3 months, which were particularly awful because he was in he was very, very ill. So I talked quite a lot about it. I mean, the worst one was when I lost my dog. I had to record
Oh,
then. That
don't. No, that's
that's
no. That no. For
yeah.
me,
I
that
mean,
no.
but I had
That would be my
so
wilderness time
I
for
had
that.
so much love, and I had got so much mail. It was just insane. Anyway, let's stop talking
How
about
is
death.
that hairy little fucker?
He's
And
actually
Lemmy.
you know my husband's bald, right?
Yeah, I know. I was looking at his legs the other day, and I thought to myself, not in a weird way, like, is he shaving those fuckers?
No, he doesn't.
He's so smooth, isn't he? Such a smooth
He
guy.
does shave an awful lot, this head, though. He's constantly shaving. The thing is, if he leaves it for a few seconds, he ends up looking like Friar Monk. Friar Monk? Friar Tuck. Friar Tuck. Because you get that ring around the edge. He actually threatened when we went to Nepal, he wasn't going to take a razor. And I was like, I can't do it. I
I'm
cannot
sorry.
leave.
I'm going to threaten something. Divorce if you do.
Yeah, it's just not a good look,
Just
So
attacking
yeah.
in the middle of the night.
Pack a
Okay.
razor.
Now listen, everybody. You might not know who Holly is. We've just not even introduced her. So I've
An
decided,
hour in.
yes, I'm going to do what I did with Damien and not embarrass and make him look small, which is what I tend to do with Damien. I'm going to,
Can't do that with me because I set your training.
yeah. Holly's my coach, guys. Did you know that? In a minute, we're going to have a little coaching session pre-spine where she's going to just tell me to put my fucking big girl pants on and stop being such a bitch. Anyway, we're going to do getting to know you questions. I'm just going to Google them exactly like I did with Damien. Right. They're the same. They've come up the same. Are you
Good.
ready?
Yeah.
What's your favourite way to spend a weekend, Holly Stables?
I'm not going to say running because that's what Damo said. My favourite way to spend a weekend is definitely do some running, have to go to the gym. I do eat a lot of pastries, which will answer the question later. I love a pastry, I love a coffee, and that's it really.
And
Don't
you love a Cornwall.
I love
You
a Cornwall.
love a go on Cornwall.
I'm in Cornwall at the moment, and it's God's country. Fuck Yorkshire, it's God's country.
Well, that's just lost us a load of listeners. Right,
Yorkshire second.
what do you do for a living?
I am the community manager for the ASICS Front Runner team.
To
Oh, and
beep
I
Julius,
coach.
can you beep ASICS out and put the following word in? Innovate.
ASICS, call it what you will. That's who
Apparel.
yeah, apparel. I
Apparel.
did laugh about that. Yeah, because I have to say a lot of apparels.
Apparel.
Apparel.
Okay, so you're the community manager for the Innovate Trail Running team. You are what else do you do? You're a
Dream.
coach?
Yeah, coach.
Is that it?
That's basically it, yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
I used to work for Runkeeper as well for a bit, doing I used to do, you probably can still get it. I recorded, so all my I used to record training sessions. God knows why people want to do this. It was big in America, so it was actually I was working for ASICS Boston, the head office in Boston, where Runkeeper is, and I would record training sessions which you could have on an app. So you could go for a run and listen to me shouting at you to do, I don't know, 12 by 1 minute.
No.
I recorded that. It was very hard to record, but that's what I did as well.
Okay, so if I was on 12 by 1 minute, what sort of things might I hear you say in my ears?
Okay, so are you ready now? We're going to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Off you go. Now, I want you to think about your breathing here. How are you feeling out of 1 to 10? I
Are
want you
you
to be thinking about maybe.
joking?
No, exactly. People
I'd be
loved
like,
it.
shut the fuck
Just
up.
my idea of absolute hell. And then sometimes I'd be sitting there because obviously some of the reps were like, I don't know, 10 minutes. So I'd be like counting. I'd have to have a little stop clock and then I'd get to half and I'd go, halfway there.
Oh my God, if I heard that coming through my headphones on a session, I'd just be like,
In fact,
fuck.
I think I'm going to do that for you.
Please don't. I'll tell you what you could do. You could do it for the whole of the spine. The
Yeah.
whole, like, for like 40 hours. Do a
It would
40.
make you run faster so you get it over and done with.
It fucking would. I'd have it on a speaker. Anyway, so that's what you do for a living. Sex lines for run keeper. You only got half an hour left, guys. Keep that lactic threshold at the right level.
Keep pushing, keep pushing.
What's a book you'd recommend?
Do you know what? I was thinking about this. There's loads of books I'd recommend, but I could recommend. So my favourite books that I absolutely love Birdsong by Sebastian Faulks. Have you read that?
Nice. No. I'm
It's
going on holiday next week,
probably a bit
so
too highbrow for you.
shut up. I read big books with no pictures in them.
This is a big book, but it's got small writing. And I do love Into the Wild, great, great book and good film, but the book's better.
That the
And
one with Reese with a spoon?
no, Into the Wild is the one about the guy that goes out and basically starves to death in a trailer.
Oh, sounds good. I'm in for that.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. And then there's other book which you forgot to take, which I lent you the other day, which I've li the book I've just finished.
I'm going to put it on my Kindle and take it to Spain.
Yeah, it's called Thirst 2800, and it's by Heather Anderson. Google her if you don't know who she is. She's just actually broken the Arizona Trail. FKT. She's an insane through hiker, super fast. She had the PCT record. She was walking 40 miles a day for the PCT, Pacific Coast Trail, and she broke the record. And no one else, even Scott Jurek or anyone like that, could get it for years. She's amazing. And the book is about that first attempt. Heather Anderson,
Right.
first, get it.
When was that first attempt? Do you know what year?
Oh, good question. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. So, like, you know what I'm really into at the moment?
Early 2000s.
This idea of people are taking FKTs off people that set them in the 70s. I'm like, it's a completely different ball game. They had
Yeah.
leather rucksacks on. What
Well,
are you doing?
Heather did it in a cotton skirt. She wore dresses and skirts the whole way, which I thought was quite cool. She just wore old trainers, but obviously she had to get her boxes sent at different pickup places because they got completely worn down. But yeah, she just had a backpack and that was it. And she was self, supported. She did it. She didn't have people supporting her. It's awesome.
I'm going to read it on holiday. Next
Yeah, you will.
question is. Next question. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Morning.
Do you have any pets?
I've got a hairy Wookiee.
Yeah. He's
Lemmy.
one of Pickle's many boyfriends.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep it loose at the moment with boys, though, mummy, because I've met a girl I like called Lemonade. Yeah, if she's met a girl, she likes
No.
Lemonade.
Lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Lemmy's lemon, so he is sort of the boy version of lemonade, I suppose. But
She's
I think
just got
Lemmy's a little bit about sexuality, if I'm honest.
Pickle's just got really into Billie Eilish, so she thinks she knows it all at the moment. It's a bit of a nightmare. What's your favourite type of cuisine?
Pastries.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stop eating pastries. I think that's why my bottom is starting to slip down my leg.
I don't really like pastry.
What the fuck? You don't
If
like
you bought me
pastries?
a pastry, I'd be like, I'm not interested in that.
Okay, you need to come to Frome. You need to come to Moo and Two or
No,
Rye Bakery.
I don't like pastries. It's not like you're going to change my
No,
mind.
this is a completely different type of pastry. They are just delicious, melt in the mouth. They're not like those poofy ones,
I
that sort
don't
of
want flaky
melt in
bullshit.
your
I
mouth.
don't want stuff in my bra. I don't want like stuff on my in my pockets.
Or just eat them naked and you won't get anything in your bra.
Nobody wants to see them. If you were a Teenage Mutant Hero Turtle, which one would you be?
I don't really understand this question because I don't really know anything about Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. They're just
What the
green.
fuck?
Can you ask me questions something like ask me something about Scooby Doo or something? Something
Okay, if you're in
highbrow.
Scooby-Doo, which Scooby-Doo
Teenage.
would you be?
I can't remember a name. I'd be the girl with the little with the you know with the dark hair and the glasses, the
I
little
thought
one.
you were
What's
going to
her
say the sexy one, Penelope Pitstop or whatever her name was. But yeah, the
No,
little girl with the
with the yeah,
orange
she
dress.
had like a little square bob. I'd be
I'm going to
her,
find out what her name is. And lastly, in the 90s, remember the
Fanny or
90s?
something.
Fanny McS I was about to say Fanny McSploot, but that's not her name. Orange dress, Scooby Doo. In the 90s, what posters did you have on your wall?
Oh, I had New Kid, New Kids on the Block. People will be like, what the hell's that? They were a boy band. Not
Yeah,
that I was with.
they were the original NSYNC, weren't they?
And then I also had lots of like horse pictures, like people, yeah.
Did you have John Whittaker?
John.
I used to love him.
John Whittaker.
He's a show
My
jumper, guys.
God, that's a blast from the past. Yeah, John Whittaker. And I also had, and I've forgotten his name, Kelly
Oh,
Thingy Kelly.
Slater. Kelly Slater from
Kelly
Baywatch.
Slater. Yeah. Ooh, he was hot.
I used to have Jared Leto from My So-Called Life. I loved him.
Did
And Dieter Brummer from Home and Away. That was one for a
you?
while.
Oh.
I also had a full life size cut out of Keanu Reeves in my bedroom that I got from a video shop.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, I also loved Aha and stuff like that. That was my sort of thing.
Thelma. That's the one.
Thelma, that's a name.
Thelma.
You
Yeah.
don't meet many people called Thelma now, do
Not
you?
Thelma, Velma with a V.
Oh, Velma.
You
V for
can get
vagina.
a sexy costume. Look, I think that Pete would like you in that. You could run a marathon in it.
I've got that outfit.
Have you? Great. Right, let's talk about what we're going to do. This is actually going really well. I think this is going well. Let's talk about features. Hot features. What
Features.
features are you going to introduce to the pod?
I thought we were going to have hot topics. Is that what you
Yes.
mean? Yes.
Ollie's hot topics.
So it's just going to be me talking about things in like the running world, preferably, as it's a running podcast. Although it is an ultra podcast, isn't it, really? I feel like I'm not really qualified to be on an ultra podcast anymore. I've shunned ultras this year, really.
There you are. You really are. Where do you keep your trophies?
Well, I used to keep them at my
Do you keep them
mum's.
in your shoffice?
My shoff is no, I'm not like Damo. My shoff is full of shit.
Hey.
But it's full of just rubbish, really. Although I do try and clear it up occasionally. Actually, my office is full of diaries because I'm one of these people that started running before the internet. So I didn't have like Strava or Truecoach or whatever the other
Run
training.
keeper,
Yeah, whatever they're called.
like
I didn't have
plus.
anything like that. I had books, 40 Years of Exmoor, not that book, but and I would write in a diary. I would write every day what I did, everything, even how I felt, which is
I
horrible
get
when you read.
no, I get my clients to do that, how they feel.
Yeah, it's like a
And like,
journal.
yeah.
So my office is full of that. But my trophies are kept. Well, they were kept at my mum's, and then she actually, this is so bad, isn't it? She actually said to me a couple of years ago, well, quite a few years ago, do you know what? I don't really want them here anymore. So they're taking up too much room, which is really nice, obviously, because I'd won so many. That sounds really good. But she just gave them to me in a box one day and said, you'll have to keep them at your house. I was like, oh, thanks. So they're
That
just.
really brings it back down to earth with a bump, doesn't it?
Yeah, my mum is
Hey,
quite like
look at
that.
all this stuff you've worked for. It's just shit in a box
Yeah.
now.
My
There
mum's a little
you
bit like that. My mum's quite competitive with me. Like she tries to lift more than me in the gym at the moment, which I find really annoying. And she's 80 this year.
Yeah, no, but good on her.
Yeah, she is pretty hardcore like that. But anyway, so I just have them in a box in various places around the house.
There's a
My no, I
storm.
have
There's a
places.
Stormzy lyric, right? From Big to Your Boot, from Too Big for Your Boots, which is like, keep all my trophies at my mum's house. I'm just trying to find it for you because it's quite funny.
Well, I did keep them at my mum's house, but now she, yeah, just got rid of them all.
Yeah.
I have my favourite medals, like really important ones, in my shoffice hanging up. Like so the 100-mile ones and big, championship medals. Not that I've got many of those, but those are really important. But they're looking a bit rusty now.
You used to run for Great Britain, didn't you, once?
I did a couple of times run for Great Britain and England.
Did you do us proud?
I'm not sure about that. I did better than I expected. Let's say that.
I think you did quite well.
I mean, I did better than I expected being someone who didn't come from a like running background, and my aim was never to be, like one of those people that's, all in and this is my destiny and I'm going to run for Great Britain, et cetera, et cetera. That wasn't my mindset at all because it was all about horses. So it did come to me. It was a surprise. So that's why I always look back on it and think, that was, I'm proud of that, I guess. But I do always think that I wasn't 100%. I wonder what I could have done if I'd actually done it properly, because I wasn't,
Why do you not think you didn't do it properly? What was the
Oh,
bit?
because
Where's the properly
I
missing?
remember some of the people I was competing against. It was just, it was it was their whole life. It was all they did, and they did everything right. They ticked every box, you know, all marginal gains and everything. Whereas I didn't. I was still doing the things that I wanted to do, which wouldn't have made me a better runner, if you know what I
Doing
mean.
horses.
No, I'd stopped doing the horse stuff, but I didn't. I things like I was still drinking. I was still like going out. I was much better than I was, but I wasn't like some of my friends who were having massage, having physio, doing rolling their legs, stuff like that. I didn't do anything like that. I didn't do the strength training. Well, I did sometimes, but it was really crap. You know, so I think
You didn't
that
start an Instagram account called World Medal Winning Holly, because there was no
there
Instagram then.
was no Instagram. There wasn't even phones.
At what point did
But there
you
was phones,
go?
not mobile ones.
At what point?
Not that.
Yeah, ones
It's
where
not
you had to
now.
like do this. It had like a twirly bit at the end. I'll put a photo of one of these. I say I'll put a photo of one of these, but I won't because I always forget. At what point did you go, that's it now? Like my competitive like Team GB dream is over, or does somebody take it from you? Does somebody say you're not good enough anymore? You have to fuck off. I'm just interested to know
No.
because obviously I've never been involved in that.
Yeah, no, so I kept on. I'm sure people have heard this a million times and are sick of it, so I'll keep it short. I kept on running the same time pretty much in a marathon. I kept running 2:37:24, 2:20, 2:37:26. I mean, I think I ran like five marathons within a couple of seconds of each other, which actually sounds, oh, that's you're a very consistent runner, people used to say to me. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be fucking consistent. I want to do the time that I know I'm capable of doing, you know, for my training and my other races. So half marathon, I should have ran like under 2:35, like 2:34 or something, but I just couldn't. Things just, I don't know, I just didn't. And so I kept running the same times, and I went to Houston Marathon, which is in January. And I went there specifically because I thought it will be a good time of year to run a marathon. And I'm going to go there and it's flat. And I'm going to go there and I'm not going to wear a watch. I'm just going to run it. And I'm going to see, maybe it's me looking at my watch that's holding me back. I didn't wear a watch. I came around the corner and the clock was 2:37 and it was tick, tick, tick. And it was 2 seconds outside my PB. And instead of being like, well, okay, well, that's where it is, you know, and please. I just like took my shoes off, and also my feet were fucked. Running in America as well, it's concrete as opposed to tarmac, which actually is very painful. And it's like running on pavements all the time. My toenails had just fallen in my shoes. It was just awful. And I just took my shoes off and I was like, I just don't want to. I just didn't. I went back to the track trying to train again. And every time I was hating it. I dreaded it. I had really bad stomach when I went to the track because I was just dreading it. And I was just like, I don't want to do it anymore. And that's why I decided to stop. And I thought I'd go and do an ultra. So
Well
that's what I
done.
did.
Well done, everybody. I love that. Just in case you're wondering, that lyric from Stormzy is got to keep trophies down at my mum's bit. Man, I'm getting way too big for my shelf. That's what you're
Yeah.
doing, keeping trophies
Yeah.
down at your mum's bit. Now then, with your ultra journey, quickly, when did that
Yeah.
start? How did it start? And when did you go, do you know what? I'm actually quite good at this.
Well, actually, this is a very good segue into Holly's hot. Oh.
Just did a thing and balloons came up like it, that film, it. Ooh. And a balloon.
Love that film.
Everybody
So,
floats down here.
oh.
Oh, I just said it. Put your hand down and sit on it. I want
So,
balloon. I
what's
want to make
happened
a
is a load of
balloon.
balloons have just gone on my face. For people who are listening to this and can't actually see it, I've got loads of balloons coming up all around me, which means we're having a party.
It means Holly's
Anyway.
hot topic.
So this is a segue into some news, actually, because my first ultra, oh, I think so, was Comrades.
Shut up.
And Comrades happened at the weekend.
What is Comrades for people that don't know?
Comrades is the world's oldest ultra race. So all these trail runners, 100-mile runners, all of that spouting off.
Hello.
The oldest ultra is a road ultra.
Gross. Disgusting. Should be banned.
So remember, I was a road runner, and if I stepped on grass, I would come out in a rash. So for
Or
me,
fall over. Would you just fall over?
well, yeah, quite often. Or I just get slow, which is what I hated, because running on grass makes you slower. Anyway, that's a top hot topic for people who didn't
Holly's topped it. Running on grass makes you slower. Thank you.
know. So, Comrades, I decided I'd heard about Comrades. I was like, right, it's road, it's an ultra, let's give it a go. It's in South Africa. It's about 53 to 54 miles long, depending on whether you go up, it's the up year or the down year. So,
They do it different every year, don't they?
yeah, so it's up, so it's P Durban to, oh, hang on. No, it's Pietermaritzburg to Durban, which is down, which is, I can't remember. Is it that way? Anyway, don't listen to me. It's Durban, Pietermaritzburg, either way. But you go up 1 year and then the next year you go downhill. Now, even though it's downhill, it's still very hilly. And on the up, you've got, so it's up, down, up, down, up, down. I think it's like 5,000 meters of elevation, which on road is hard. And you have a ridiculously hard hill at the very end when you're on the up year called Polly Shorts, which is, if you, there's a picture of me running up it. And it's like one of those pictures, you know, when you see someone at the top and the other person, you're almost overlapping them because it's so steep. It's really awful. It's called Polly Shorts and it's grim. Anyway, this year was the uphill year. And this year, also prize money, huge prize money at this race.
That's how much?
Well, the prize purse is around 220,000 US dollars. The winner this
Bloody
year.
Nora. Is it sponsored by someone?
Yes, it's sponsored. Well, it always has a sponsor. It's probably one of those filthy car sponsors that Damo would hate.
Damien, is comrades an oily race? Please report back. Actually, don't. We've had enough ranting.
Covered in dirt. Anyway, so it's, or it's sponsored by a bank again, washing. 44,000 US dollars the winner got this year. And the winner.
Wait a minute, say that again.
44,000
US.
1,000 US dollars, yeah.
How many does the. Does it the same prize pot for men and women?
Good question. Probably not, knowing. Oh, better not say anything, South Africa.
Is it. Do top three get money or is it just the winner?
No, you top 10 get money.
What the f. I'm in.
And the
that.
Other thing is, so the year I did it, so I went, this is my first ultra, and I ran it to heart rate because obviously I'd never ran that far before. The furthest I'd ran in training, I think, was 50K. So this was like 85K or something. Yeah, 84, 85K. Mm-hmm. And so I did it to heart rate, so I had no idea what would happen. I came seventh, which was amazing. So also top 10, you win a gold medal, a solid gold medal, which is a crew grand, which is worth, depending on how much gold is worth at the time, it was worth about £2,000 at the time. And then you get prize money on top of that.
Hey, check this shit out. Men's prize money and women's prize money is exactly the same. Well done, comrades.
Well done,
even
comrades.
If you are a dirty, oily race, at least you are not a misogynistic, dirty, oily race.
That's very good. I'm very pleased. And that's how it should be. This year was won by a South African woman who's a fantastic South African athlete, very well known, called Gerda Stein. And
that's
Gerda,
such a good name.
Gerda's a great name, same as Violetta or whatever. What was her name? What was the other one called?
Velma.
Velma.
Velma. Yeah.
Velma and Gerda. Those are our next dogs.
Velma and Gerda sounds like a nice soap brand that we could make and sell at Froom Market.
Do you think so? I think it sounds like two old people in an old people's home, like the people that just walked past you just then.
Yeah, when we live in this mansion. Anyway, go on, continue. Okay. Gerda and Velma.
So she won it for the third time, and she also broke her own uphill record. She ran 5 hours, 49 minutes, and 46 minutes.
49 seconds. 5 hours and 49 minutes and 46
and
minutes.
46 minutes on top. So that's it. No, she ran, let's just say 5:49, okay? And she's the only woman ever to go under 6 hours on the uphill. That is super hard. And she's got 8 weeks until she is at the Olympics because she's running for...
She's an is she an Olympic... Is she an Olympic athlete generally?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's amazing. So well done, Gerda. We are in awe. But also UK runner Carla Molinaro, as we probably all know, is also an ultra runner. She came fourth in 6 hours 12, which is and no more minutes.
Nice.
And 12 more minutes, which is amazing. So well done, Carla.
Did she come... I thought she came third last year. Or am I making that up?
I think she did. Yeah, I think she did. But I know that obviously
she's
Carla
lives
is
there
big,
now, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's like it means a lot of people who do comrades, it's like it means everything to them. It's like their race. So I get, you know, because obviously Camille Heron, it was her race for many years as well. And Ellie Greenwood, who was also an amazing runner, another British runner who lives in Canada. Anyway, so that was pretty cool. I better just mention the men, shall we?
Give them a passing glance, but no more.
Okay, well, I'm going to butcher this man's name. This is a man from the Netherlands.
And the Nether regions.
His name is Piet Wiersma.
Wiersma.
Wiersma. And he was the runner-up last year, and he ran 5:25, which is 21 seconds slower than the record, but he's only 26, so he's
gross.
Pretty young.
Go and do something proper with your life, like fuck it up, like take drugs, shag women, and smoke fags.
I think he's going to do that now before he goes to the Olympics.
I really hope so.
And this is cool. The second place man, This is how close it was only 45 seconds behind him. Can you imagine how much squeaky bums he must have had?
Can you
Coming
imagine?
in
Was it uphill?
45
Was it the uphill race?
uphill, and
Oh.
you've ran
Oh.
53 miles, you've got someone on your tail, and you're like, oh, you know, it's $44,000 to this. I don't know what
But
second.
imagine being the chaser.
Yeah. So yeah,
Oh.
there you go. So it's an amazing ultra. And the other great thing about Comrades, which people think is harsh, but it's also a great story, is you have, I think it's something like 11 hours. You've still got to be quite fast. You have 11 or 12 hours to do it. And when you get to 12 hours, they set off a massive cannon at the finish line and they all put human tape. So anyone
So
who is
that's what my friend Lawrence was telling. Lawrence is South African. He was at the end of the South Downs Way 100. Congratulations, Lawrence, on finishing South Downs Way 100. Excellent effort. And he said to me, it's different in South Africa. Because he kept saying at the end of this race, it should be like Comrades, and James should come out with a shotgun and
Yeah.
fire the gun. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Kill
There is
everyone that doesn't finish.
that's what I think. Just put them all down, put them out of their misery as they come around the corner to Eastbourne Athletics Track, just take them out.
Yes.
Like, he said they just fire. There's a big and then there's a line. I said, I don't understand what you mean. So what is it like? What happens?
They all just run across. So all the like, imagine all of the marshals at the end of park run. They all run across the line and they stop you going over. So there's actually people like crawling because it's on the grass. They finish in the cricket stadium, so it's grass makes you slow. So
Yeah.
you're crawling in and they all just go bang and they all go across. But the person, obviously, the last person, the person who's just about to go over the line, that person is quite famous. They get a bouquet of flowers and. £4. No, they just get a bouquet of flowers and they're normally on the like breakfast radio the next day and stuff because they're the person, the unfortunate person, or the last person who gets over the line. And then the first person who doesn't get over the line, if you know what I mean. So they're
Right.
quite famous. But it's like, so it is, you could say, so Comrades is sort of like, you've got to be in reasonable shape you've got to be able to do it, you know? And that's why you have to have a qualifying race. You have to have done a marathon in a certain time to be qualified to do it
Yeah.
because they have certain, you know, it's cut-off points.
What's is the qualification time?
Oh, God, you're going to ask me. I think it's something like 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
I reckon I could do Comrades. I wouldn't like it though. I feel like it's one of the things I should do because it's
I
on
tell
the
you
list.
what,
But I don't think I'd like it.
the start is like no race I've ever done before. It's insane. It's
How many
amazing.
people do it? Is it like hundreds of
Oh,
thousands of
yeah,
people?
50,000 plus, I think. I'm saying all of this, and people are going to be shouting at the podcast, going, "What the hell is she talking about? She hasn't got an
Hey, but
idea."
listen, don't shout the podcast, dickhead. You can go and Google it for yourselves. We're not the gatekeepers of information here.
Exactly. I know. Can't do everything for you.
I just was writing show notes as you're talking about that. I tried to write sexy run keeper, but it's come out as sexy tinkerer. So I think that's going to be the name of the podcast.
That's my hot picks anyway for the day.
Hot
I
picks,
think
hot
it's
tops, hot
hot top.
topics.
I think hot topics. I think it's relevant. I think it, you know, as a nice segue from my ultra into it's just been. So yeah.
What is your plan running for the rest of the year? What events have you got? Can you, what's the word? Reveal them? Are you keeping them
Yeah.
secret?
Here's a big one coming up.
Is there? What is
Yes,
it?
this Saturday. It's this Saturday. That's why I'm
Is
down in
it
Cornwall.
park run?
It's Helston Park Run.
Ooh. Ooh.
The only thing is, I'm really pissed off about is I forgot my barcode.
Don't forget your barcode.
I know. I think you can get it on your phone now. I'm going to have a
You
look up on
can. You can get it tattooed on your leg and then you'll never forget it.
the app.
And you'll look like a prick.
What you mean? What's the other ones that people have on their leg?
Iron Man.
That's the one. So no, the next big. Do you know what? I need to find some races sort of this summer. But the main thing is, as people may or may not know, is it's the year of the speed. Or not, as I've realised is actually happening, is I'm going back to the marathon again at the end of the year because my husband has just gone at me the whole time about going back
He's
to the marathon.
fucking, your husband's chicked you, hasn't he?
He has, I mean the yeah he we've done park run a couple of times and he's beaten me, which I have to say, broke my heart. I a little bit of me died.
I think you can get a divorce for unreasonable behaviour, and I think that's probably quite unreasonable of him.
I totally could. The fact we were at my local park run, Froome, and we came around the corner, it's three laps, and it's the last bit. It's literally like, I don't know, 300 meters. And he was running. He sat on me the whole way. This is what he does. He's learnt from the best because this is
Imagine
what.
if he actually sat on you so you could have run.
Yeah. They were like, can't move. Ah.
Love that.
He's quite big, my
Yeah,
husband.
he's
By the way,
massive.
he's
But
six
he's not that big. He's not as big as he used to be.
6 foot 1 and like 89 kilos or something. So he, yeah, we got around the corner and we had like 300 meters to go, and he just was like, right, are we going to go now? I was like, I've got to be honest, this is all I can give right now. So he just went past me. And when he went past me, I was like, oh, okay, we've got to this point now where he's beating me. And this was my thing. I'm the runner. And so, yeah, a little part of me died. And then I was like, no, I'm going to rejoice with this because that's 5,000 meters. It's not my thing. We'll go and do 10,000 meters, 10K. And he did it again. So I was like, right, okay. So now I need to find a half marathon because I paced him at Manchester Marathon. And
Let's
I'll be
just
honest.
fucking put one in the Arc of Attrition.
Yeah, I mean,
Come on then.
I'd
Come on
love to
then.
make that.
Do you want to come and do the big girl race, do you? Come on. We'll see
And
what
he
happens.
won't be fed as much on this one, the next Arc of Attrition, because you can't be fed. In
No.
fact, there's nowhere to be fed on the Arc of Attrition anymore. That's the
No.
new rules. You
You
have to
do
do
get to
it.
have some quite big rests, though, when you get to those stiles and you get into a bottleneck situation where you're going to have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to get over the fucking stile. Because there's 17,000 people doing it, apparently, allegedly.
With massive backpacks on, because they've got to take knives and forks and plates and
And
bowls
a small pop-up house.
and a microwave.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, we're at that pay, we're at that part. So yeah, so
Are
we're
you,
doing.
did you, have you trained him? Have you been his coach throughout this thing?
Yeah, I have been up until sort of recently. So he actually, I've been coached. Well, I say coached in the loose sense, mentored for since I did Comrades actually, by the world's greatest endurance coach. I'm very lucky to have.
Who?
And Alan Storey.
Oh,
I don't know if you know him, you don't, do
thought you
you?
were going to say Damien.
Oh no. Although
Yeah.
I think Damo does know Alan. So Alan Storey, if anyone doesn't know who he was a legendary. He actually coached Mo Farah for many years. He coaches Chris Thompson, people like that, Lily Partridge, many amazing runners, but he's getting on a bit now, bless him. But he's been doing a lot of my training. So basically we've been training together.
So it's weird though, isn't it? Because it's like, if you have a client or an athlete, say the Pete was not your husband and he was just an athlete, would you feel different? Like, and you'd coached him and he was beating you.
No, I probably wouldn't feel different. And I'm taking the piss here, but I am genuinely really impressed by him. The fact that he was a power, you know, he was a UK power lifter. He won his class for 100K when he was 100K weight powerlifting. He held the British record, and he was a totally different person, you know, human person,
Well,
body.
he was two humans in one.
He was,
Yeah.
yeah. I had two heads. And now he's doing stuff like this. And I really admire his passion. He's very passionate about things. This is the only thing, like when he's doing something, he's like all in, which now the problem is I've sort of done that. And I feel like, oh, I don't want to go back to that because I know what it's like to be able to run those sort of times, to be as best as you can, whatever that is. As you know now, just being coached and doing sessions, if you have to invest quite a lot and it's just tiring mentally and physically. And I feel like I've done that. I mean, I've been running for, oh God, over 20 years, like at that, trying to be that good. And now I'm a bit like, do you know what? I'm fine about, I'll find missing a day. I'm not bothered about, it doesn't matter if I miss that session or something. Whereas he is just all in and I'm sort of training with him. So it's a bit like, so for this year, we're doing Amsterdam. We're actually bloody going out to Font Romeu to do altitude training
Ooh.
for 4 weeks before the marathon, so that we can tick every box. And I am doing that because he wants to do it. And it'll be a nice break, but it won't be a break. But I feel like I'm doing that because I do want to see him do the best he can. And he will, you know, let's see what you can do. I mean, it's pretty cool to see a big guy run fast. And there's not many, that there are more big
But I
people
think it's also cool as
training,
coaches to go,
racing.
look, we've actually done this test on ourselves. Like, he's actually like tested this on himself, because
Yeah.
you must get people who have got histories of other sports who are like, I really want to
Yeah.
get into this. And it's like, we know it's possible because Pete's done it. And it's not
Yeah.
like we're just making it up. Pete's done it. So
No.
I think it's really inspiring as well to blokes, you know, who maybe have been doing things for the wrong reasons. And we talk about the blokes in the gym who do things for the wrong reasons all the time, don't we? And their weird purple faces. To go, there's a different way and you could do something different. You don't have to, because the amount of people I meet in the gym, like the PTs and the big blokes, were like, oh yeah, no, I can't run. I can't run. It's bad for your knees. And I'm like, but you could run if you wanted to. You're just
Course,
choosing not to.
of
Like,
course.
yeah, and it's a
And
different thing, isn't it?
that was Pete. He used to get a nosebleed standing up. And he went for like a mile run. His first mile run took him, I think it was like 16 minutes.
Oh, Pete.
I
Same as me.
know.
That's probably one of my interval paces.
No, it's not. Don't be ridiculous. So yeah, it's cool to watch, and let's see where it goes. But I really just I hope it doesn't last forever because I'll just be exhausted.
Don't worry, it will.
Thanks.
Right. Have you got any correspondence?
Yeah, I've got quite a lot of questions, but I want one question because I know we're going to be here all day because we do like to banter.
We do, and it gets worse when we start being horrible about people. It really does.
We have to be positive. This is a
We are.
positive. Positive podcast.
It's a positive pod. Have you got a correspondence there? Have you got a correspondence that you want to answer? Or do you want me to give you the one from the bucket?
No, I'm gonna do the one that someone asked me, which one of my favourite ones, which I thought was a really inspired question. So you better get ready for this. Someone asked me, as you know, that I've been coaching. Well, me and Pete have both been coaching you for, and I'm so pleased about that because how many times did I keep on badgering you about getting a coach?
You did a number of things. You started off as joking, and I told you to fuck off. And then you started off being horrible to me, and then I told you to fuck off. And you
Yeah,
started off being really nice to me. You were trying lots of, oh, you could probably, and I'm like, do you know what? Just leave me alone. And the reason I said that, Holly was trying to get me to be coached. I was like, because I didn't want to be sad and miserable, and I didn't want to get into that hole of like beating myself up for not being very quick. I didn't want to suffer. I wanted to be like, I'm just having a nice time all the time because I spent so long being miserable because of the alcohol and depression and stuff. And I was really frightened of being told what to do and having and ending up just being a dick to myself. But guess what? That's not happened. The opposite has happened. And after the arc, when I came in and it was like, it's taken me the same fucking amount of time as before. It's bollocks. I'm sick of it. That's when I was like, I think I'm going to just see what happens if I get a coach. And that's where I said, go on then. Go on then, I said.
That was the thing. I was watching you on obviously so on social media and your stories, and I would just be like, going, "Oh God, I just want to get my hands on her. I need to get my hands on her, and I know that she can do this, and I know she can do that." And to be honest, that's why I was apprehensive about coaching you because I wasn't sure how you were going to react. I didn't know whether I'd set you stuff and you would be throw all your This comes to the question actually, throw your toys out the basket and say you're not going to do it, you'd be hard work, blah, 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 which actually, and I'm being genuinely honest, you have been the complete opposite. You do it.
I'm so good. I'm a good girl. You tell
You
me to
are
do
really good.
something, I usually do it.
But I have to say, I did start off with you. I think you have to know how to be with someone. So you sort of like trick people. So you trick people with
Hang on
coaching.
a fucking minute.
I
You
don't
were
know if you've ever.
tricking me.
You will do sessions, and on paper, you're like, oh, it's not too bad. And then when you're doing it,
You're
like you
like,
would,
this is the same as last week, you asshole.
you're
You've
like,
just put
no,
different
you're like,
numbers on.
fucking hell, this is going to take, oh my God, this is actually quite long. I think it was did you do 12 by 3 minutes or something? Which
No,
actually,
you did eight. It was something like 8 by 1, eight times 100 meters. I was like, that's a piece of piss. And then I was like,
that was the warm up.
no, there was one where I was like, hang on a minute, this is
10 by
half a
10 seconds.
mile. This is half a
So,
mile.
yeah, it's all
And I was
trickery,
like, what are you
games.
doing? Yeah,
Yeah,
it was
that's what coaching's
horrible.
about as well. It's about also, I think the way I coach is I quite like to. Most people rarely get the same session from me. Definitely within a few years, it would take a few years until I get that session again. I try and change it up a little bit.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
The question is, what session have you wanted to give Ali or would like to give Ali, but you haven't? So this is
Is
quite
it
because.
you have it because she couldn't handle it? I think the rest of that question was.
But
It was
I actually.
something like that.
Something like that. But I genuinely think that actually, I think you would do. You're sort of one of these people, I could probably tell you to do something and you'll just do it because you want to prove a point. I think you could do it. So there's two things. I know that if I set you now a track session, like to actually go to a tantra, exactly, you would just go mental and say, I'm not doing
No, I
it.
think I would. No, that's not true. I would go and do it
You would
because
do it.
actually, you're because how long have we been working together? Like, what, like 12 weeks, 13 weeks, 15 weeks since
Yeah, probably
January?
about 3 to 4 months. Yeah.
Right. Now I feel confident just to do what you say because I feel like you wouldn't set me something you didn't think I could do. And even
Yeah.
if I can't do it, it doesn't fucking matter because I've got to the point now where I'm like, well, I'm doing the very best I possibly can and that's all I can do. So instead
And
of
you're
me
seeing
going,
progression.
yeah, and instead of me
That's the
going, I
main thing.
can't do it, and I do think to myself, even when I'm doing it, I can't fucking do it. I just can't do any more. But it's like, well, just do the best you can for this 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever it is. Just do the best you can now and see what happens. And usually if you do that, the outcome is good, isn't it? So I think if
Exactly.
you said to me go to a track, I'd probably quite enjoy it. I was looking at the track at Eastbourne and thinking, I do like a bouncy track. to run around.
I mean, I actually really love track. And actually, the other thing is you run much faster than you normally do.
Yeah.
So that's quite motivating. So if I gave you 400s or 200s with floats, 200 floats, that would be such a cool session because you can actually run
with
quite
floats,
fast.
Are they like the floats you get in a swimming pool?
No, they're like the ones that you put in lemonade and you drink.
Oh, cool. So like big bits of ice cream.
You have to run with two things of ice cream in your hand and not let them melt.
Fast enough for them to be unmelted by the time you get to the end.
That's such a cool.
I've never seen anyone do that, but that's a new thing.
That's a race we need to do. Not a beer mile, a float mile.
Yeah, float mile. Anyway,
so track session. Okay, well, you've fucked that up, blown that out of the water. You said you'd do it. Mm. Here's a session that I did 2 weeks before Comrades. And this was set to me by my coach, Alan. He got me to run 50 kilometres. So I know, see, this is your wheelhouse. You have to think about what, your wheelhouse is not running on a track for 200s. That's why I was like, oh, I'd set you something like that because it's not your wheelhouse. This one might be. It's 50 kilometres. And I did this when I lived in Bradford and Avon near Bath on the canal. So pretty flat, but quite boring, monotonous. Run 50K. But within that, I had to run to the bottom of Bath University. And anyone that knows that area, there's three big hills that go up to university, which are... they're not a mile, they're just under, but let's say it takes you 6 to 7 minutes to get to the top, like running quite fast.
Oh,
I had to run to the bottom of the hill and I had to run up and down 7 times with my heart rate at the heart rate I could sustain for Comrades, which actually at the time was 165 beats per minute, which is insane for 7 hours. I had to do that up and down and then I had to run home and it had to be about 50K. I'd worked it out. And this was at the time of low carb. So I tried to be low carb, high fat. And I'm not suggesting I would do this to anyone now. But the thing was, he told me, you can take a gel, but only take it if you feel like you're going to fall in the canal. So.
Otherwise, just take this block of butter and lick it. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And have full fat cream. That's all you could have. So
squirty cream in the mouth. You could put there's two squirty creams in the front of your pack. You could just put them in your mouth.
Yeah. Full fat ice cream, which you have to carry for the whole 50K. So yeah, so that's what I would get you to do. And or I haven't got you to do, but it's something that you could do.
No rest. So you have to keep your heart rate at that level. So
the heart rate had to be 165 when I was climbing the hills. I could jog back down, but then I had to just repeat it. So I did that 6 times and then run home. And I think it took me, I mean, it's still quick. I think it took me like 4 hours and I didn't take the gel, but I finished that run.
Was that the time where you shit yourself on the canal though?
No, that would have taken me a lot longer, that race. That's another question actually I had, which I'll save for next time, which is embarrassing poo moments.
Perfect.
I think you've did me on that one already in the podcast.
What, you sent in your own voice note, mate?
I know, but I didn't know you were going to play it live on the show.
Why did you send it to me then? Idiot.
I never said anything to you ever. I should. You're the sort of person you can never send like rude pictures to.
Instagram. Okay, when me and Kirsty get on this, Bailey and Reed investigates, I've got a great catfishing story for my friend Lorna. It's fucking mad.
Perfect.
Right. Thanks for joining us on this great day, which is the day of the pod.
Is it the 11th?
I've got to go run a race on Saturday. You trained me for it, and I feel absolutely knackered.
Well, that's got nothing to do with me. That's because you've done a stupid book tour. You've been out every night.
It's not a book tour, it's a speaking tour.
Pouring out your heart to everyone. So mentally, you are overtrained.
What do you think? I'm going to do my sessions you sent me, and that's not very much. And then do you think napping is a good idea? What do you think is the best thing I can do? I finished the tour on Thursday night. The race is on Saturday.
Well, it wouldn't be on my training plan. You've just got to basically, just have your legs up just to keep off your legs. Make sure that you're eating enough. I still don't understand this. People overeating. I know you're worried about being hungry. If you're hungry, just eat more.
I'm worried about being hungry all the time. It's just finding the food, scavenging the food. I feel like I might kill a man and take his food. There are so many old people here. I feel like I'm in The Walking Dead. Look at what's going on behind me. You're going to laugh in a minute. They're going to walk past and you're just going to start laughing. Because they are...
I know. Oh, it's Howard and Hilda. They've just walked past.
There's one on a mobility scooter. He's about to come. There you go.
Yes.
He's rolling. There he is. Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, really good. It is an old people's home. Okay, so I'm going to put my legs. I'm going to do the rest of the shows on a chaise longue.
Yeah.
and I'm going to eat.
Yeah, can you do that? Can you
no,
do the?
No. I'm going to. I'm just gonna have a nice time. I'm gonna go and try and have a really, really nice time and enjoy.
I think that you need to get it done as quickly as possible. I think you need to think about all the training. We'll talk about this before anyway, but I think you need to just think about all the training that you've done. And I think for you, it's a lot of, you've got to be self-belief.
Yeah, and I've got to be able to overcome that. I feel sick and I don't, and I'm tired.
Yeah, I mean, you've done this, you've done 200 miles.
I know. I've done, this is going to be like my 15th 100 miler. I've done this loads of times. Like,
insane.
I just want to have, I want to have a nice time. I want to do the best I could possibly do. And I, at the end, I don't want to feel like a bag of shit. That last 8 miles, I'd like to do some running instead of fucking just walking.
And also, you've done loads of spine bag training, which is really good. So yeah, it hopefully shouldn't feel too bad. And it will hopefully get lighter as you go.
Because I drink all the water, because I just take too much water with me.
But drinking water is really important.
I know, but I always take 2 litres. Damien always says I take too much water. He always laughs at me and says there's way too much water in that bag. And I'm like, all right, leany McLean face.
This where are you going to fill
lean
up?
On.
Have you got, where do you fill up?
So it's 108 miles. There's a checkpoint at 48.
Yeah.
There is obviously Nikki's Cafe, which I'm going to have a halloumi burger at 30 miles.
Get
there's a
floater.
Couple of burger vans, yeah. There's a couple of pubs. There's Gargrave Co-op. There's all these places, but
yeah,
if they're not open, they're not open.
No.
It depends what time I get there. And do I risk, do I go, right, well, my race is going to be this long because I need to get to Gargrave Co-op. So I'm going to say it's going to take me 24 hours to get to Gargrave, which is 75 miles.
Yeah,
or if I'm doing well, do I
yeah.
go, oh, that's fine, I'm going to just go straight through Gargrave. It's like that food. And but some people have put little tuck shops outside their houses.
I'm going to say stashes.
People, yes, yeah. But you can't take food from anyone. It's against the rules. You can't stash food. You've got to just do what you do. And with water, I'm like, I just need to have enough water. I've got a water filter with me.
I was going to say, have you got a water filter? Because that's hot, that's brilliant. You can just fill up from
but
anywhere.
It's been really dry though the last couple of weeks. There won't be any fucking water up there. There just won't. I go up there all the time. And in the summer, it's dry. So we'll see what happens. And I can always fill up from people's taps and stuff. I'm sure people will be kind. But it's just the food. I get really hungry and then I turn into a complete fucking arsehole because I'm hungry. So we'll
at least you do get hungry. I'm the opposite. So that's good. They say like you could be the best runner as well, but if you can't eat and drink, then you're fucked. So you're all halfway there, aren't you?
In the words of Bon Jovi, I'm halfway there. Next time on the Bailey and Stable Sound System, we're going to look at all of your questions. We're going to do a hot topic and questions special.
Hot topic, and I also would quite like to introduce this topic. It's going to be called "Shut the Stable Door."
What does that mean?
I don't know yet, but if people could give me a what they, I think it's going to be something like, you know, they used to be, was it Room 101?
Yeah.
Something in the hole which you didn't like or you don't,
yeah,
you know. I think "Shut the Stable Door" needs to be something that I just want to bin.
Okay, fine. That's fine. We can do that. Great. I love you. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful Tuesday. See you
love
next
you,
Tuesday, but not next Tuesday, a few Tuesdays after, but see you next Tuesday because that's funny.
Boom.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System sponsored by Innovate. You know how much we love you. We love you a lot. We'd love you even more if you hopped onto the old socials and dropped us a follow. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Ultrasound System and we'll pop up. Or you can email us at ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Drop us a DM, a VM, whatever you fancy. Let us know your stories because without you, we would have absolutely nothing to talk about. And if you've got the time, don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you get your pods on. It helps with discovery. Ooh, discovery. Okay, that's it. We love you. Till next week. Bye-bye.